We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the IRS. Now, Charlamagne wants to shake and rattle their cages. I'm fine with them. We good. I think I paid him everything I owed him. Now, you gave Donkey the data. Who, Charlamagne?
Everybody who is going to be reporting their stolen property to the IRS. You know, I don't know if y'all heard, but stolen property must be reported when filing taxes, the IRS says. Not just stolen property, but, you know, any crime. You have to report your crime.
That's crazy.
And what the fair market value for your crime was. So if you got a bribe for something, if you got a kickback for something, you know, drug selling, whatever it is, you got to report on your taxes.
I can't wait to see who report. They be stealing them Amazon packages off your door. Well, so we can go whoop the hell out of them.
They stole one of your packages before?
Nah, might be panty liners. They shake the box and it's light.
Did anybody in this room, is there any crime y'all committed last year that y'all need to file on your taxes?
Nah.
Come on now.
Even when I go to the grocery store and I steal some grapes, I pay for my grapes and my food. Pay for everything IRS.
Not the ones you eat before you put on the scale.
Well, I can't, bro. Yeah, you're right.
See, you got to report that.
Those grapes?
I was asking him earlier, Charlamagne, what about if somebody rub on you?
Yeah, and that's how we found out, that's how you got your new season for Miss Patchell.
Well, I am at BET. You know, we have to work a little hard over there right now.
Okay.
They're going through some things.
Yes. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is TV.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Take us off Bluetooth or speaker?
Yes, I did. I was driving.
Sorry. Okay. Good morning. Now, what scam you out here doing, allegedly?
Listen, Evie, you're not trying to get me in trouble, okay?
What?
I am not doing no scam.
So what crime you going to file on your taxes then, ma'am?
Listen, all I'm here to say is my black people don't fall for this, okay? There's too many of us in prison, and I don't want to get comfortable with all of that reporting, telling on yourself. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it.
Oh, this is the public service announcement from you.
Yeah, okay. Kadisha said, let me help my people out. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? This is Anonymous.
All right, Anonymous.
What crime you filing on your taxes, Anonymous?
Well, so I dressed up like a DHL worker and got some AT&T phone. I actually used to work there at DHL. They laid us off, and I woke up the next morning like I was going to work. I'm so used to get up, and I opened my closet, and it was a DHL uniform still in there.
So you put it on, went to work, and got a bunch of phones.
I put it on. See, as a driver, I used to be a driver. So first half of my day was drop-offs, and the second half of my day was pickups from companies and stuff. And one of the companies was AT&T. So I put the uniform on, and I went to AT&T. And you know, when a DHL driver walks in somewhere, nobody asks questions. They start giving you boxes and stuff. So I went to AT&T. They gave me like 400 and something iPhones, and I walked out of there.
How much you made off the phone?
In total, I probably made about 30 bands, 25 bands.
You got to report that to the IRS. Fair market value.
I'm saying, but how much could I get back? The whole 25 bands?
I don't know. You got to find out.
You better not.
I can tell you how much you're going to get back. About 10 years when they see that big black ass on that camera picking up that outfit in that DHL suit.
I wrapped up. I made sure I wrapped up. I had on glasses. I had on a hat.
Oh, boy. He's one of those.
Gloves.
File your taxes the right way. Report that to the IRS, bro. $30,000 in stolen AT&T phones. Okay?
Don't listen to him. If it was cash, just keep your mouth shut. And I don't know why your dumb ass called into this radio telling on yourself.
And, brother, let me just tell you
one other thing. I still got like 10 of them. If y'all know somebody wants them.
Give me your phone
number. Hold on. And, bro, let me ask you a question. Next time you do this, you got to block your number before you call. We got call out there. I see your first name and your last name, brother.
Your first name, Scam. Your last name, Likely.
Damn.
You have a good morning.
All right, y'all too, man. Love y'all.
Lord have mercy.
You didn't even block his name. Oh, my God. Make sure you beep
say name out. By the way, going to report this. You hear what said? How much I'm going to get back? Going to report that bands and stolen AT&T phones.
Stop saying his name because he's going to get in trouble.
Let me say this. If he reported, $30,000 is not a lot of money. And he got kids to claim, he going to get about $7,000 back.
$30,000 not a lot of money to who? Boy, Miss Pat, balling. Why would they give him season 3 to be?
$30,000 a year ain't that much money in a household. If you got 3 kids, you got to get all that money back. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Miss Pat just said $30,000 ain't a lot of money. I'm doing arenas now. Okay.
I'm doing theaters.
Theaters.
Put me down about 3-4 years.
800-585-1051. What's something you stole, a bribe you took, or a scam you committed that you would have to claim to the IRS? Because right now the IRS is saying they want to know all illegal activity. They want you to claim, but they're not going to tell a popo on you. So let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me. Get your opinions to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Miss Pat, our co-host here.
Yes, indeed.
Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey Today to who?
Man, Donkey Today went to everybody who is going to be reporting their crimes on their taxes. I don't know if y'all heard, but stolen property must be reported when filing taxes. So says the IRS. Not just stolen property, but drug sales, bribes you took, any crime where you got prostitution, any crime where you got some money, you got to report the fair market value of it on your taxes. So they say.
Whoever stole my Gucci glasses out of Chicago, I need you to report my glasses with my prescription in them.
No.
They done stole 3 pair of my glasses out of Chicago.
Well, stop getting Gucci prescription glasses. Get regular prescription.
Well, stop going to Chicago.
gotta go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Can you hear me?
Now, we can hear you, man. What's something you stole or bribe you took or some illegal activity you did, brother?
No, that's not the question. The question is, what crime you going to file on your taxes?
The CPN guys, it's like credit privacy numbers to like help people get an apartment.
And what did you do?
Oh, he be selling those numbers, I guess, to help people's credit?
Yeah.
How much you made last year doing that?
Probably like 12,000.
So you the reason why they keep trying to buy my house. Cause you out here selling our phone numbers.
I mean, if you need one, it's Joseph Bass.
No, don't hang up on him.
I had to.
Don't do that.
Because he going to report in the league. He's doing his illegal activity on the phone.
He the one. He the reason why we get all these scam calls.
Ain't you the son of a cop? Act like one.
What, you want me to tell on him?
You telling on himself.
I got his number.
Man, let that man, if they want to tell him, they tell himself.
He retired.
Boy, you know he can't snitch. He the wrong complexion.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Bree from Virginia.
Bree from Virginia, 757. Tell us
what crime you going to file on your taxes.
What you going to file? What crime you going to file on your taxes, brother?
Man, I ain't going to file none of it on mine.
Well, what you did then that you should be filing?
Well, check this out. So, I was put in a situation some years ago, and they took my money, and the case ended up getting dismissed, but with the amount of money, they couldn't release it back to me unless I could show IRS records. So, if I would have filed it, then I would have got that money back.
Mm, so what you get arrested for?
No.
I ain't disclosing that one, buddy. 757, you know that, Envy.
How much was it that you made?
It was like $40,000.
All right, so let me break it down.
That on your taxes.
Let me break it down. You were driving through Virginia, 757. You had $40,000 cash in the car because you was about to go re-up. The cops pulled you over, but there was no way to say that you were actually going to re-up, so they arrested you. The case was thrown out, but now you can't get the $40,000 back because you can't say where that money came from.
Correct.
But now you can file it on your taxes.
You better not.
File it on your taxes.
I ain't doing it.
Oh, you don't want your money back then.
Because if you file it, you Correct. Can get it back.
Now, you can't, you know, you could say your mom or dad gave you a loan for $40,000. You were going to buy a car. You know you can say that.
And then they had to show it.
Let me ask you something. Mm. Did they bring the drug-sniffing dogs out?
No.
Because that happened to me one time. I had like $20,000 on me. Mm-hmm. I was like 16. And they knew I was a drug dealer. The police said, well, I'm bringing a drug sniffing dog. Well, I had the money in my underwear. And after it come out my underwear, ain't no cocaine sniff on it. They gave my money back. They was like, no drugs, but it's something else on me.
Oh, I read about that in your book. You said the dog fainted after he smelled your money.
Stupid.
After you put money out the drug, the dog
it don't
fainted.
Matter. I got it back. You will faint too if you catch it on
crazy.
The wrong
y'all
day.
Have a Club.
All right, bro. So did you get the money back? You good with your people? They all right? They fronted you back again?
What is y'all talking about? Exactly. What is it?
Envy, you be asking too many damn questions.
This is leading questions,
you
too.
You gonna get a shot through the phone.
Get a shot through the phone. What's the moral of the story? The
moral of the story is y'all can fall for this if y'all want to. I can't tell you what to do, but I wouldn't do it.
Put your dope money in your underwear so it can kill the scents.
What?
Oh my gosh. All right, when we come back, we got the rumor report. We got to talk Young Miami. She was acting on BMF and...
Oh my God, they drug her to Miami.
We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought... In that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.